I don't think I ever heard anybody really use it seriously. I think it was more used in fun or something.
But the Right Smart was used as that was.
Oh yes, Right Smart was a good word. Very expressive. And a whole lot.
Now it's something you put on over your dress if you're cooking.
Apron.
And this is a.
A ballpoint pen.
All right, and something you use to hold the baby's diapers up with.
The safety pin.
Okay, and something you might put on a cold day,
not a sweater.
No, but a
coat, jacket.
All right, and if and between the coat, what is a jacket? Besides, now that thing I had on,
that's
you would call a
jacket.
But how about something without sleeves in it and buttons on the front that is the
it's
same?
It's a jacket. Is there another name for it? A vest.
Mm-hmm. Now, is a vest and a jacket? I mean, jacket and vest, though, are the same.
Well, a vest for a man. I mean, a vest. No, not exactly.
You wouldn't likely call a vest a jacket, then?
No, you'd never call a vest a jacket.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. I mean, the thing that is matched, that is of the same material as these are what?
Trousers.
Okay.
Pants.
Pants or trousers, mm-hmm. and the coat of the suit. Mm-hmm.
And then the vest.
Yeah, you'd never call it.
You'd never call it a jacket.
Okay. Someone said, "Did you bring my coat?" And you'd say, "Yes, I have."
I brought it. Okay. I brought it.
And I'd say, talking about yesterday, so I tried that coat on yesterday, and the coat me just fine. It
fit.
And if you have a pants and coat, that's a
suit.
And if it's not an old one, it's a
new suit.
Right. And if the pockets is pocket, he was out picking apples, and his pockets are they what out with apples.
Bosh.
Yeah. Apples isn't so good. We say walnuts would probably be more sensible. You get too many apples. And if the collar of a shirt wasn't sand, the shirt wasn't sanitized, and the collar got smaller,
it shrunk.
Okay. It had. Now you say yes. I washed it yesterday, and it.
Well, I wouldn't say shrank. I guess I'd just say it shrunk.
Okay. And we better be careful when we wash this because it just might
shrink.
Okay, did you ever use another expression instead of that?
Draw up.
Okay, and that's, you regard that as, how do you regard that different?
You mean
words in your
draw
mouth?
Up?
Draw up. How do you just distinguish draw up and...
And shrink? Means the same thing. I think that we used draw up when I was growing up. I think more that it'll draw up. Mama always made our dresses just a little bit bigger because they'll draw up.
I see. Okay.
But it's same thing as shrink.
And a woman says she spends too much time in front of a mirror sometimes because she really likes to, with makeup and so forth.
Cramp.
Okay. And then to put on expensive clothes or fancy clothes that she really likes to
dress up.
Okay. And something you might carry coins in.
A purse.
All right. And something you might wear around your wrist.
A bracelet.
And around your neck.
Necklace.
All right. Now, how about the word with beads?
String of beads.
All right. And then something that men use instead of a belt to hold
suspenders, galluses.
All right. And something you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed when you're making it up.
The canopy.
All right. How's that done?
Canopy. Counterpane.
Okay.
Now, what did we call it? Counterpane.
Yeah.
Counterpane. That's
okay.
What we called it.
And then the thing you rest your head on in bed is
pillow.
And if talk about the pillow, you have two pillows on a double bed.